producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I've got a video that's really a paradox. You've got a video where the cop lets the guy shoot him and still doesn't shoot him and says, please don't make us kill you. I mean, pull a gun on me, I'm going to shoot you. And then another one where the South Carolina cop shoots the black guy in the back. They've now had to pay $6.5 million. He's obviously been indicted. Yeah, there's two extremes. The cop, you don't want to be shooting somebody in the back. And the other cop, you don't want to be letting someone shoot you. I mean, this is just two extremes of total insanity. We'll play the video of both. Going back to William F. Jasper, we got about 4 minutes left in this segment. What comes next? How do we fight them? What do we do?
Well, both, for instance, we started out talking about the TPP, the Transatlantic Policy Program, and the big battle is going to be in the House and in the Senate, and right now we have the battle going for Speaker of the House, and it's interesting that Daryl Issa is one of the key people running for Speaker of the House, and that's significant in this particular battle and on many others because although he has a reputation as being a conservative Republican, he is a member of the Transatlantic Policy Network, which is run by the aforementioned Peter Sutherland, the grandmaster of the Bilderberg trilateral internationalist Goldman Sachs agenda.
He really is the new David Rockefeller, isn't he?
Yes, and I mean, as we pointed out earlier, he is also not only promoting the TPP and the TTIP, but also the big refugee swarm into Europe after having helped bring together the whole borderless Europe program while he was working as the president of the European Commission.
Lower the borders, blow up the Middle East, North Africa, bring in the hordes.
Right, so he is a key operative there, and Daryl Issa, whether he gets the speakership or not, is going to be, it's just one of, in our special report that we did on the Transatlantic Policy Network, we listed all the senators. That's called our special article, Trading Away Their Oaths. We pointed out all the senators, such as Thad Cochran, Mark Kirk, Barbara Mikulski, Pat Roberts, Roger Wicker, that are members of the TPN, and then we listed the House members as well. They're all going to be critical votes, and a lot of people think that some of these representatives, because they are conservative Republicans, quote-unquote, are going to be reliable votes on this. I need to realize that many of them have been bought off, bribed off, or in one way or another influenced to jump on board this sovereignty-destroying, independence-destroying, globalist program.
Sure, and the media is acting like only socialists don't like it, and it's a leftist issue because Bernie Sanders is against it.
Absolutely. But Bernie Sanders, of course, could flip just as he did on the Federal Reserve bill and sabotage the audit of the Federal Reserve after Ron Paul got a good one through the House. Bernie Sanders sabotaged it in the Senate, and he could do the same thing on this as well. That's what frequently happens. The controlled opposition puts up a fight, takes the center stage so that no other genuine opponents can surface, and then when the critical time comes, they fold and jump to the other side. So we have a real battle before us on the TPP and then following up on the TTIP. A lot of people say it's over now. We can't do it. That's part of the strategy of defeatism.
It's just begun. Even if they get this through, look at all these European countries wanting out of the euro. Look at England demanding to get out.
Absolutely.
Now that we force
Absolutely.
A debate, admit it's illegitimate, that's the end of it.
Right. I mean, so this is really a house of cards that they've built. They've made it look very formidable. And it is because we keep allowing them to take our tax dollars and work against us. to fund our enemies and to fund hostile takeovers.
That's why Rand Paul's right. End all foreign aid. William F. Jasper, great job. We need to get you back up more often. Thanks for the time. TheNewAmerica.com. Read his amazing writings there. Thank you, William.
Thank you, Al.
Folks, those guys right there are the original Patriot heroes, the first Paul Revere's.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we're playing this intro. Paul's going to wear a t-shirt on there today. I'm going to go back to the hotel and get his sports jacket and stuff because, you know, he's a good fella. So here's your song, Paul. Crank it up. There you go.
Very good, Alex. Very good.
I love to tease the crew around here. Paul, don't we have some fun behind the scenes?
We have a lot of fun. A lot of laughs.
We play croquet.
Cricket.
Badminton.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun.
We hop around the green grass going, good Lord, total royalty, don't we?
Well, that's what I do every day in the woods anyway.
Absolutely.
Fast time.
That's not a little inside joke. Paul was hiking around in the woods a couple days ago before he flew here. We were talking on the phone about work, and I heard people in the background. I said, can you just hop up and down and say royalty three times? No, seriously, Paul, that actually did happen. Paul Joseph Watson's here. We have a lot of really serious news to cover in this third hour. In the fourth hour, we brought back, I haven't done that in years, will be hosted today by David Knight, and we're going to have Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs. As Obama is set to land in the next 51 minutes or so in Roseburg, to grandstand, to venomously, like a giant spider, feed off the dead to push gun control. And the epic, over-the-top statement from the White House, here it is in the Washington Post, that they intend to, quote, circumvent Congress with executive authority to restrict guns. Gun registration, confiscating if they aren't registered. The FBI said, no, we've been told we're going to take them from Social Security recipients if you take an automatic transfer, is one example. Well, most of them do. They're saying that means that you are basically being declared incompetent. So this is over the top, ladies and gentlemen. So a big hour and 50 minutes left out before us here. Paul Joseph Watson joining us. Paul, you know, Drudge came over and saw you in England, I guess, last year. We didn't tell anybody about that. That's inside baseball, but he was over there conducting research. What did you make of Drudge popping up Tuesday and it being one of the biggest stories in the country in the last 2 days? I mean, that's just another sign of how big InfoWars has gotten, but we already knew how big InfoWars was. I mean, if we could tell you about the other folks that are fans, it really shows, though, how the mainlining of reality is really becoming more and more evident as the facade drops. I mean, the Pope is in the news in secret meetings, scared of conspiracy theorists, saying we must stop them. That means people that question known liars. Clinton, Obama, stop it, conspiracy theorists, stop it. MSNBC, stop listening to Jones. Don't, just whatever you do, you're discredited if you do. Don't look there, don't look there. TPP doesn't exist. It's not secret. No one wants your guns, no one. I mean, this really looks like criminals trying to hide the bag of diamonds when the police pull them over under the seat. But a few diamonds have fallen out there in the floorboard. Paul Joseph Watson, what do you say about being with the InfoWar 13 years now, since you were not even wearing big boy pants?
Well, it was about 10 years ago that I visited, and then you had like 4 employees. And that was in the old studio, which was a lot smaller. Now it's like a sprawling complex. You've got, what, 50, 60 employees. So the amount that it's grown in that time is huge since I last visited. It's very impressive.
And we're exponentially reaching more people.
Yeah, that's why we've been recognized by the likes of Drudge in the first place.
Well, it's just exciting to know that Drudge is so awake. I mean, basically, I don't want to say he's an Alex Jones clone because he's a little bit different, but he's kind of came before me a few years. So it's just he knows what's going on.
No, and, you know, I went to dinner with him a couple of years ago, and he was so encouraging to me. He was an inspiration to me, and he said, you really are having an impact. You need to treat what you do like how the New York Times treat, you know, what they do, what their journalists do, because you are having an impact. You're important.
That's right. We're not being arrogant, I tell our reporters, but we can be as confident at least as a local news station.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, we're not to a certain extent. We need to fully understand, you know, the power that we've had in
our listeners' narrative. Our listeners have power.
Yeah, yeah. So I went to dinner with him a couple of years ago, and he said, yeah, he basically, you know, he ran through the whole gamut of everyone that works here and said, you've all got certain qualities to bring to the table. And that's what he encouraged us to do. So for me, it was a massive inspiration. And in the 2 years since, we've really pushed on to the point where, you know, the likes of Media Matters, a White House front, an admitted White House front, you know, every time almost that Drudge links to us, they put out a hit piece saying, oh my God, the discredited InfoWars again linked with Drudge. And yet, then we had CNN picking up the Drudge article, the interview that you had, which was epic, and they didn't even link to the actual video. They didn't link to InfoWars. They didn't even mention InfoWars. They just mentioned the Alex Jones show. So, shows how petrified they are. Us even being
CNN's top show's got 300,000 viewers. I've got more than that every 15 minutes. I mean, they're in their own world. They're in their own world, Paul.
It was like Drudge goes on crazy rant about, you know, this, that, and the other. That interview was really epic. You can see the CNN article there. Again, they don't even link to InfoWars. Other news sites, which have tended to shy away from us in the past, finally, you know, recognizing that, you know, we're having an impact. Drudge comes to this studio because he resonates with what we do, because that's what he did, you know, 15, 20 years ago. He started off on a laptop in his apartment.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 plus.
Yeah. So he basically started off at nothing. He became a one-man news operation, a whirlwind force. He had a massive impact. That's why the Clintons hate him. And, you know, you took that on board. You were already doing your radio show.
And as Raj was saying at dinner the other night, what happens is more people do what we've done and he's done. That's what's going to defeat them.
Yeah, which is what he was warning about, which was, you know, don't rely on Facebook and Twitter as a platform, because at any moment they can take away that platform. We've had videos censored off YouTube. Our entire channel got wiped off YouTube a few years ago. Same thing happened to Mark Dice. And so he emphasized that point. It's about not relying on these social media networks. We use them to amplify what we're already putting out, but we've built the platform. So build your own platform before relying on and giving over all your content and traffic to social media. That's the key point that he makes.
That's right. And in fact, I was like debating what he said, but really you just crystallized it. But there's a nuance to it. You have to have your own platform, then use the enemy platform to magnify yours, but operate like you're not going to have that tomorrow. That's why you've got to have as many platforms as you can, in my view, feeding back to your central platform, like Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
And the reason why you need to do that is because it's far easier for them to censor Facebook and Twitter than it is to come after your own personal website. We had top feminists go in front of the UN couple of weeks ago now, and basically say that if you say to feminists, you suck, or if you call Caitlyn Jenner Bruce, then that is the equivalent of, quote, cyber violence. And that's what they're
saying. And we had that video, we played it, and now, though, expanding on that, we have Zuckerberg at the UN with Merkel saying, we will shut anybody down that criticizes you or the open borders. And now they've hired former Stasi at Facebook to report people to the police for their speech, and the Germans arrest you.
Yeah, and on Twitter, they've just introduced a new reporting tool where you can report somebody for a tweet if they disagreed with you. So if someone disagrees with you on Twitter, that is one of the options
to report them. It says disagreeing in the handbook is hateful.
Yeah, or insulting someone's religion. I mean, the Pope came out after Charlie Hebdo and said, you shouldn't be allowed to make fun of or insult someone's religion.
You deserve to be hit in the face, is the quote.
Yeah, so he was siding with the jihadists that had just slaughtered, you know, 9, 10, 11 people in France in the days.
Yeah, but he said he's not leftist. It's a conspiracy theory. He said. You're not allowed to even interpret what he said.
Well, and that has caused a huge revolt within the Catholic Church. There's a huge conservative revolt. We had a video a couple of months ago. They're giving all these pro-global warming climate change presentations at these individual church meetings. People are getting up and going mad over this. It's on video. They get.
Well, that's why I would never criticize the Catholics, because overall they were good people and an ally against the communists and all these anti-family people. I know the left infiltrated them with the pedo brigades to take them over. They've now done it. They have now blackmailed and taken them over. And that's what the Pope's scared of, is just pointing it out. It's even in the London Guardian they blackmailed to take over. The Catholic Church is run by the pedo brigade. They won. They didn't get defeated. They took it over.
And then he's inviting in the waves of migrants when top imams are getting up in mosques in, you know, Jerusalem and saying, this is about supplanting Christianity.
Well, they say they're weak. We have their leaders. Their women are ours. They're scumhead. And this is the top imam.
Yeah, and I mean,
imagine if we said, the Arabs are weak. We're coming to get your women and take you over.
And then you've got the lesbian bishop in Stockholm who says they're going to remove Christian symbols altogether from the church.
Well, that's reasonable. Hey, what about this? No whites allowed. Seattle yoga class says for people of color only.
Yeah, and again, you look at Islam, you know, the religion of peace.
I mean, they don't even want the groveling whites that crawl on the ground to minorities and go, oh, God, oh, worshipful, oh, let me do what I... and beat themselves on the head. I mean, can you imagine the average liberal yoga person in Seattle? It's just, get away, you filth. Yeah. They just roll around and go, please, no, you're my God. I mean, seriously, that's how they act.
We were talking about this, I was talking about this with Anthony, this whole white privilege thing. It's like, I was born on a council estate, and my dad had to get up at 6 a.m. to go to a factory job that he absolutely hated for 3 decades.
Making just, cutlery.
Yeah, just to try and give us some sense of living. Like, Anthony's parents, at one point, he was saying, couldn't even afford to buy him sandwiches. Yet, we've got white privilege. When our parents had to work for decades, you know, living in council.
My dad's parents had some money, but you know, they were land rich, money poor. So they were kind of the land gentry in the area, but because they were an old family, but they didn't have any money. And he had to put himself with 3 jobs through medical school. I remember my dad would get 2-3 hours sleep for those 4 years and looked like 15 years older after it.
Yeah.
And I mean, my dad basically hurt himself doing that.
because we live in a meritocracy. We have to
work. He was a white pig.
Oh, he's bad for working hard and, you know, trying to make something of himself. That's bad because of his skin color. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm just glad that they're banning white people at yoga. I think that's totally reasonable. I mean, you can't have white devils. The point is this is just insane. I want to get into this latest Second Amendment story you've got and more with Paul Watson on this Friday edition. Stay with us.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paul requested this song. In 1814, we took a little trip. Sing it with us, Paul.
In 1814.
2 hours
sleep. We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and they caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was.
I'm Scottish, my family's Scottish.
I know, you asked for the song.
It's funny, it's just the most redneck.
And we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum.
Oh, God. So redneck. I'm triggered right now. This is actually really offensive. I'm going to the UN to complain.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them
well. We
fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't a nice.
All right, I'm going to stop you serious here.
We fired once more.
That's right. You're actually Scottish. I'm more Britannic than you. My last name is Joe. You shoot at me then.
You're probably more.
I'm running. Shoot at me.
Green.
I'm running.
I can't shoot straight. I'm British. I've been disarmed. I'm a peasant.
There you go. Nico, are you enjoying that? I can see the camera in there. See them all laughing. Am I pretty stupid or what?
It's pretty fun.
Okay, there you go, Paul. You got to run the red coat off.
I'm sorry.
Seriously, folks, let's get serious here. TPP to kill this. Kit Daniels was seeing this about 5 minutes ago. He came in during the break. He's getting screenshots of it to add and update the article. We use Facebook because a fan in Canada created, like, I don't want to exaggerate, 40 pages for us or something. And one of them got like 500,000 likes, and he just gave them to us. And then after that, they changed the algorithm, so they stopped growing at about 900,000. So it's basically sat the same ever since. And gosh, we'd have really known back then and used it like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
But still, some days we can get as much traffic off our big Facebook that's like 900-something thousand likes as we get off InfoWars. The problem is any criticism of Hillary, any criticism of the migrants and the open border, any criticism of TPP, what Zuckerberg's been involved in, this went up 5, 6, 7 minutes ago now, I guess about 10 minutes ago now. It had 40, 50 shares. And he started seeing it go negative. Gucciardi put a TPP out about Monsanto and how it's going to let them shut everybody down and make you take Roundup and GMO. His had thousands and it went to zero. We did a story on that. This, he's getting video. In fact, they said screenshots. I want video, guys. Maybe repost it and get video in live time. As at first it kicks in and gets like 50 shares in like a minute. Then it starts racing backwards. So that'd be like if you're watching a horse at a horse race, you know, it starts running backwards when it's about to win. I mean, or Don King in one of his boxing matches. And the point is, they don't tell you they're doing this censorship. They go, well, Facebook owns Facebook. But they act like it's this free open common. TPP to kill thousands by expanding monopoly power of drug companies. Trade deal to expand health care costs beyond Obamacare worldwide. Yeah, it's written by the insurance companies. Great point, Kit Daniels. He links to the proof. He links to the pundits. What is their answer? Because Zuckerberg's so liberal, is to then not let anybody know. Paul Watson, we need to show the power of InfoWars without Facebook, and folks need to make this go viral right now.
Well, another thing about Facebook that I noticed is they came out about a year ago and said, you know, if you're putting out, quote, fake news, which, you know, is reality news, basically, we're going to relegate the exposure of your posts, and that will be based off of people reporting it as fake news. Now, I get Facebook notifications like 3-4 times a week with my posts being reported for nudity. And, of course, there's no nudity whatsoever. It's something that somebody disagrees with.
Outrageous!
Triggering and offensive. So they report it to Facebook based on their own algorithm. And I don't know if they changed it, but they came out with this about a year ago. They said, we'll just relegate the exposure so more people don't see a post if it's being reported as, you know, offensive by a large number of people.
And that's so they can just deny it. Zuckerberg was caught on the hot mic saying he hired the Stasi. I mean, you know.
Yeah, literally, codename Victoria used to work for one of the most oppressive organizations in the history of Western politics, reporting people threatening to take away their kids in Germany for anti-migrant
votes. She used to disappear people, and now she does it again.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And another thing
How dare you be against disappearing people and their children? What could be more liberal?
And with this WikiLeaks, this TPP thing about, you know, potential copyright violation for linking to posts, for linking, we'll get into it after the break. But this extends to Twitter, whereby if you tag someone in a tweet, that can also be clarified or classified as harassment, merely for tagging someone else in a tweet.
Is it harassment that when we go to dinner, I'm going to speak to you in English accent the entire time?
Yeah, it's very offensive.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with the Red Coat and the Scott. Stay with us. Straight ahead, Infowars.com gets deeply into the news.
We're
Stay with
March.
Us. Here's what's straight ahead.
The Empire's on the run.
Fourth hour
Alex
from Roseburg.
And the GCN
as the great buzzard lands.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
London Dungeon by the Misfits bringing us in for fall. Lynn Danzig and both.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
No, seriously. I like Paul. We're good friends. I tease him. I just saw him for the first time, which was got here last night. Up before the show today, so we're having a little bit of fun. He's going to be joining us a lot in the next week while he's here, and it'll be more serious. There is just so much serious news. By the time we get to the third hour, we have Joe Biggs waiting in the wings to give us an update on the great carrion creature, the great buzzard that is going to land to try to feed on the dead bodies of those that were killed spiritually, to demonize the Second Amendment in a satanic anti-gun Bloombergian ritual. But if you didn't know, they're announcing the big assault on our guns right now, so I should be deadly serious. We're going to go to Joe Biggs in just a moment. But you know, when you know these people, Paul Watson from England joining us, it is like clockwork how obvious all of this is and what their next move's going to be. And then when we warn everybody, they call us a conspiracy theorist, but then exactly what we say happens, then we seem like geniuses. We're not that smart. I mean, the globalists are following a program. They may tweak it. They may move it a degree or so, but it's pretty sick how obvious it is. What do you expect them to do next now?
I expect them to, you know, if you watch these debates between liberals and, you know, pro-Second Amendment people, they press them on what their actual solution is to this gun issue, and they don't have a solution short of disarm everybody of all their guns. And that's never going to happen without a complete bloodbath in the United States. What is, you know, 300 million plus guns in the United States, it's never going to happen. And they talk about buyback programs and all this kind of stuff. Even in Australia, where they supposedly disarmed everybody to stop school shootings, 80% of the guns, from the statistics I read, are still within the hands of the population. So they didn't even hand them in. So that's not even a rational argument to make. And then Obama comes out after Roseburg immediately and says, yes, we're going to politicize this issue.
Like Australia, now he comes out and says it's not political, that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, so, you know, in the past it was, oh, is he going to politicize it? He admitted it. That was his own word, politicize the issue. Even though during this shooting there was an Air Force vet who had a concealed carry 200 yards away in a different building, he was attempting to get across to apprehend the gunman to stop the massacre. The staff at the college stopped him from doing that. You also had Chris Mintz, the hero who took 7 bullets. He didn't have a gun, and that's why he took 7 bullets.
I want to know why the people followed orders of the staff at the military facility to not go over there and take this guy out. I mean, I'm not saying I'm some hero, but if I heard they were executing people and I had a gun, I would go try to take the person out.
I don't know the circumstances of it, but he was there. He had a concealed carry. He could have, you know, at least lessened the massacre. Chris Mintz attempted to do that, and it's interesting that Obama is in Roseburg today, about to meet with some of the families. Chris Mintz, who's been widely lauded as a hero for the past week, refuses to meet with Obama. He says he's not interested in meeting with Obama.
Well, we want to talk to him, Jakari included.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to politicize the issue. It's, yeah, if Obama wants to go and sympathize with the victims, that's one thing. But we know that that's not why he's going. He's going for a photo op and to grandstand.
That's right. They don't want him there. Everybody, he's still coming. And
yeah,
they're busting in a bunch of Bloomberg idiots.
And then you look at Jerusalem, where they've had a wave of stabbings throughout Israel.
That's your new story.
Yeah, over the past 2 weeks, 4 different stabbing attacks. We had one prior to that at a gay pride march. And it's, you know, it's Israelis and Palestinians who are responsible for these stabbings, because it's, you know, one is a revenge attack for the previous one. So the mayor of Jerusalem came out yesterday and said, basically encouraged people who have licensed firearms to carry them at all times. He said, quote, I have a licensed gun. Every time there is tension, I instruct people who are allowed to carry weapons and are experienced in using them to carry their guns with them. If you check, you'll see that in many cases, those who neutralized terrorists were citizens who aren't necessarily police officers like former soldiers. So you've had cases over the past couple of weeks with Palestinians, you know, lurching at these security officers, these police officers attempting to stab them. They're then shot dead. And, you know, some on the left go into outrage mode, as if they should just let themselves be stabbed to death. But again, it underscores the point that an armed population is a protected population. Contrast what the mayor of Jerusalem is saying to what Obama is saying.
Or the head of Interpol, after the latest attack in Kenya at a mall, that a couple of them said the answer is armed people in the malls.
Yeah, because the terrorists in that mall were stopped by, you know, people with guns.
And by the way, this is an angle for Joe Biggs and Jakari. They've split up to cover more in the next hour and the hours after when they're live streaming the Nightly News tonight as Obama's upset to arrive. We're about to talk to Joe Biggs here briefly with an update. He'll be again on more in the next hour. If your station doesn't carry it, Infowars.com/show to find the video feed and audio feeds. This is important. I bet they're going to bus in. I mean, I heard they were, but have the bus of people there say everyone there is in support of gun control, block out all the demonstrators, and have almost no coverage of it. Or they'll go to the demonstrators that are, you know, probably be 1,000 people or more, be 1,000, 6,000, 10,000, nobody knows. Thousands are already there, we're told. And they'll just show the end of it. I've seen mainstream media, when we have a gun rally, say with 1,500, 2,000 people, they'll go to the corner to interview people and show like six people on the edge at the back and say, dozens came out today.
Yeah.
And then the police department will say, no, it was 2,000 or it was 1,000. This is how they operate in their deception. Now, we know they're deceptive, but it's important to just keep rubbing the nose in it. And so getting footage of how they try to spin it, what we shoot on the ground versus what's on the news tonight, we need to be taping that here. So when they get back, we can really integrate that together and show people the type of deception we're talking about, because that's why mainstream media is in freefall. We continue to wound them. We continue to expose them and show their premeditated hatred for the truth, their hatred for America, and the fact that they work for foreign occupational interests in this country. Joe Biggs, joining us from above the hills there over the airport. Has his lordship arrived yet? He's scheduled in the next 20 minutes. Joe Biggs, they're reporting from Roseburg, Oregon.
Oh, we're actually down here on the ground now, Alex. He's on another 2 minutes.
And let's do this. Let's pause for a moment.
Down here to Roseburg.
Let's pause for a moment. Wait till Scott comes back. And that's intermittent. I know we had great Scott who was up in the hills. I guess he's traversed down closer to the Buzzard's landing field. And because he is a carrion creature now, feeding on the dead bodies, feeding on the dead to push his agenda of death and enslavement. Joe Biggs, if you're able to ask him any questions, tell us about how big the crowds are, what's happened since we talked to you an hour and a half ago. And then I'd like to, if you could ask Obama some questions, what would they be? Go ahead, Joe Biggs.
Well, I want to ask him why he would take advantage of a situation like this to use to push his anti-gun agenda. Why is he going to come here into a town that doesn't...
Hit pause. Because we can't hit pause on a live feed. Here's what's happening. There's so much media and so many people, the feed's cutting out. We should see what Jakari's service is like and try to connect with him or go to Only Phone with Joe Biggs. Three times, they say, is the charm. Joe, how many people are out there now? It's frozen. Let's reconnect with him and we'll try to get Jakari on. It looks like a mass of people in a circus out there now. Do you think his lordship will dare land right in the middle of a protest? The media will probably say, thousands of supporters greeted him, but not Joe up close. Well, the triumphant emperor made the sun shine that day.
What's interesting, Alex, is, you know, when it's the opposite, when it's, for example, a bunch of feminists on a slut walk, they flip it. So in L.A. about a week ago, literally 150, 200 feminists turned up for this slut walk. It was pathetic. Time magazine came out the day after from a reporter who wasn't even there and said that 15,000 people showed up.
I thought it was 15 million.
15 billion? I mean, who cares at this point?
That was actually 15 trillion. Check your mail.
It was actually less than 200. They said 15,000.
That's a conspiracy theory. It was 15 trillion.
And somebody called them out on it, and they said, oh, it was an editing error, and then they didn't even change the error. It was ridiculous. And then the people who were protesting this Amber Rose slut.
Isn't this really a man-hating walk?
Well, it's basically...
Statistically, lesbians sexually abuse their partners more than any other group. I'm not bashing lesbians.
That's true.
But, I mean, I'm just sick of hearing how I'm this rapist. I mean, you know.
No, and the
raping
whole,
me, oh, rape, it's just making it up.
The rape crisis myth is exactly that. It's a myth. They say 1 in 5 college women are raped. It's actually less than the general population are raped. It's a far lower figure. And it's...
Can we see the slut walk with a lady in the German uniform? Sorry, go ahead.
So this Breitbart writer in Lauren Southern, who's been on the show, turned up with some protest signs against the slut walk, you know, peaceably just standing off in the background saying there's no rape culture. They grabbed the signs off them. It was similar to the Planned Parenthood march that InfoWars was involved in a few months ago. Not as violent, I would say, but they, you know, tore up their signs and then called the police to have them ejected. So they called on the patriarchy to have the anti-feminist.
Of course they did, my man.
From
what
this
do you see here? This is not a liberal takeover. This is a totalitarian takeover. Do you think the leftist bots realize this is a totalitarian takeover?
Some of them do, because there's been kind of a revolt among some liberals who are afraid to call themselves left-wingers and ashamed to call themselves left-wingers, because the radical left has now become so extreme in its rhetoric that you've got classical liberals who lean more libertarian in terms of free speech, who are basically, you know, withdrawing themselves from that whole movement and ashamed to call themselves left-wing. So,
by the way, we never aired the whole thing. I only aired the first minute or two. You aired the whole thing when you hosted an hour of the show where the woman pours the drain cleaner in her eyes. At the end, the show's like, the incredible bravery is untold. What a humanitarian. This is completely normal and good. I mean, this is how sick it's gotten.
No, they had a doctor, I think from Colombia or somewhere, who said that this is the right treatment for somebody with this disorder. This is the correct treatment.
And the taxpayers pay for it.
Yeah, to pour drain cleaner in somebody's eyes. This is acceptable and trendy.
It's liberal.
They quoted another person who said she was an inspiration to blind people. Blind people who are crippled for life with an illness.
So inspiration is coming up with a way to help them see again.
Yeah, and technology and innovation. It's not pouring drain cleaner in your eye.
Or helping, marrying someone who's blind because you love them. Or loving the literature of a visually impaired. See, we have to use the word they say, the establishment, not even blind folks. But then meanwhile, they say pedophiles want your kids, so that's an okay thing at Salon because it's a feeling they have. And if you want to pour drain in your eyes, that's a feeling you have. But if man and woman hurts those that aren't men or women or boy or girl or father or mother, then what's next? You have to gouge your eyes out because somebody else doesn't have eyeballs? I mean, that's the logical extension of this.
Well, maybe you have to pee yourselves and put it on Twitter like feminists do. But with the Salon thing with the pedophile, they actually came out afterwards. They put a second article out by the same paedophile who's, like, on forums bragging about how he likes to touch young girls and how he drools over six-year-old girls. They put a second article out saying, the right-wing hate machine came out with all this vitriol against a paedophile. Well, yes, of course it did. He's a paedophile. Why are you giving him a platform in the first place? It's completely disgusting. And yet,
but they have the moral high ground, so yeah. They can say pedophilia, draino in the eyes, chopping your arms and legs off, is sexy and good.
And we're bad for saying that lusting after young children is disgusting. We're bad.
Well, the top leftist, at least back at the time 10 years ago when I was researching Schwarzenegger, because I saw it's his favorite artist, is this German artist where it's like dead babies from car wrecks photos, but then he adds like maggots into the photos, or it's little girls with their legs spread in SS uniforms like four-year-olds.
Yeah.
Or it's photos of dead bodies with spikes through their eyes. And it was Schwarzenegger, because I was doing image searches, putting a little piece in the film Martial Law about Schwarzenegger and all his gay porn stuff and why he was blackmailed. And I came across, and then I researched DeviantArt, and there's all the leftist billionaires are like into, they say it's a sacrament. They want to pay $70 million for a skull in baby blood with maggots on top. It's not that it's worth anything. It's like they give all this money to make it a sacrament to worship the skull dipped in maggots.
Yeah, that's classic postmodernism. It's nihilism. They believe in nothing. They believe in literally nothing.
We believe in nothing, Lebowski.
So anything goes.
Don't worry, these men are cowards.
Yeah, anything goes, the sicker the better. That's the essence of postmodernism, and it's in art.
But then it's sick and bad if we have a monogamous male and female relationship. Us existing is bad for them because they're moral, even though they have no morals. They dictate reality, and then we all bow down because they said so.
Yeah, using boy or girl, that's bad. You know, saying America might offend somebody who's from South America, that's bad. You can't do that anymore. That's triggering.
This is not just weirdo groups saying this. This is being implemented all over the United States in government reservations.
Yeah, major universities are pushing this. You know, you've got the president repeating the rape culture talking points. So this is not just a bunch of idiots on Twitter or Tumblr. This is
the system getting in between males and females.
Yeah, and it's
where now there's a phenomenon where you date a girl for 6 months, and she goes, I don't like you anymore. I've decided retroactively that was all rape. And these women are getting put in jail because all the texts are there, hey, baby, come over and let's have sex. Meanwhile, they got them.
Yeah,
the cops are like, is this when they raped you right here?
Yeah, they tried to pass a law in New Jersey called rape by fraud, where if you lied to a girl about your age, your career, your income, whatever, before you had sex, even though she consented to sex at the time, retroactively she can go back and claim that you raped her. They're actually trying to put that into law and punish
people. It's like, I'm an OG Mega Mac, I got a Ferrari and $87 billion and 19 jumbo helicopters, baby, and a huge pool, the Roland G. Pimp Mac. But I'm telling you right now, the crib I got is a one-bedroom with roaches the size of chihuahuas, so come on back with me, baby. You're the one that's dumb to do that, lady.
Yeah, and the instigator of this put up this website, Rape by Fraud website, where she listed people who have been reported as doing this alongside Megan's Law violators who, you know, Megan's Law is based on the rape and murder of a 6-year-old girl. So if you lie,
it's crazy people that have a weird thing about men and are part of this new fight with men movement to disintegrate society. Joe Biggs did get his Skype up for now. Joe Biggs, what are you reporting? It just dropped again. Yeah, I don't think this is going to work. I think they need to do tape reports for YouTube and get those up. Start shooting them now for next hour. Just, you know, clips and quick reports, because I don't think we're going to get. We have him by phone. And what about Jakari? Have we tried his video feed? Okay, let's call him on the phone, see how his feed's doing. That is a directive, please. Okay, Joe Biggs by phone. What have you witnessed there, my friend?
All right, so far we have close to about 1,000 people up and down the road. There's been maybe one or two protesters who have walked out here. One guy drove by and rolled down his window screaming that you guys are a minority of Roseburg. You guys should all be ashamed. And then one lady walked up and down the sidewalk. But I would have to say that there are a lot of people out here today thus far. A lot of people with signs that say gun-free zones equal kill zones. Hashtag Roseburg strong in memory of the fallen. No more gun-free zones. We stand with our sheriff. You know, a lot of people don't want him here. You know, everyone's got signs that says Obama go home. One young guy, he's probably 14 or 15, has a sign that says go play golf. And I would say there's probably at least 200 people here that have InfoWars shirts on, and there's a lot of vehicles out here blasting the show right now as we speak.
Well, that's awesome. We got great audio from you now. We have a good video feed. Is that Josh or is that Matt getting us that feed, Joe?
Can you see me right now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's Josh. He's right here with me.
Okay, so your feed's up. That's great. Let's continue after the break here, Joe. But that looks like way more than 1,000 people. I see cars like 300 yards down the road. I mean, this looks like this is getting big for his lordship about to land. Stay with us. Live coverage of Obama.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade.
Monday through Friday, we're here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Then I will return this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Please tell your friends and family about local stations picking it up. Please support those local affiliates. Please become sponsors or support those sponsors. And most importantly, spread the word. Because it is really special how many great affiliates we're getting. I'm going to really start pushing to get station managers, owners on every week, at least one station, to plug them, to talk about them, because we're getting a lot of affiliates, some of them really big. New York City, one that covers three states in New York City, heavily rated. We're really excited. It's going to be in the news. I'm not going to get into it. We're already on it, but we're going to get into it in the next few weeks with a big launch. A lot of excitement. Please do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on the march with you. The fact that this show is becoming more and more accepted shows how out in the open world government is. This is when the fight really happens. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the bunch of specials we got running right now. 20% off Prostate Guard at InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield is back in. It's discounted with Oxy Powder. Brain Force is back in. Lung Cleanse is back in. Survival Shield X2 is about to sell out. They got 10% off InfoWars Select, powered by My Patriot Supply, the full spectrum of their foods. Discounted 10% off. Free shipping and 10% off. We always have 10% off on the water filters. They're already lowest price, but now free shipping on the G2 systems and the rest. InfoWarsStore.com is the blanket site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical subsite. Made in 1776.com is the Made in America apparel. We have the Hillary for Prison shirt that Joe Biggs is wearing. It's a bestseller. And it's a limited edition. We're only going to sell it October, November until about the 18th of December. That's a limited edition. Let's go now back to Joe Biggs. We'll do a few minutes with Jakari Jackson, then hand the baton to our own David Knight, who's going to be coming into this studio. Let's go back to Joe Biggs. Joe?
Yes, I'm sending back out here now. We're down here at the bottom leveled area, kind of even with the landing zone out here in Roseburg. And as you can see, there are a lot of people out here right now. I don't know if you can see Josh's video.
Yes, we can. The Holy One is about to land. The one that made 2 + 2 = 5.
Well, that's the worry, but at the same time, you know how that guy is. He might get scared and not even want to show himself around here, and he might land in a field somewhere randomly. Who knows? I mean, he's done it before. But, you know, there's a lot of people out here, and this shows that the community doesn't want the narrative that the Obama administration is pushing, and that's that, you know, we need more gun control. You know, like I said before.
I agree, but then where is he going to speak after that? Where is he going to feed on him? Some socialist church or something? Because we need to have this giant caravan chasing.
From what I heard, he's privately meeting only with family members of the incident. He's not speaking to anybody in public. There's no public event.
He didn't show his face.
Hid. He hid. I knew it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a private event. He's only going to be here for maybe an hour max, and then he's flying to go party in Seattle for the rest of the day and then tomorrow.
Well, Joe, I bet they've already probably starting to bury some of the folks. I want you to
Well, there's no whites allowed to do yoga in Seattle, so that's why he wants to go up there.
Well, yeah, he can go to the. He can actually be part of that yoga class. Joe, obviously, try to interview some of the survivors, try to interview some of their families, and I would try to politely go to some of the funerals and cover those this weekend because those are going to be happening this weekend.
Okay.
Joe, anything else you need to add for us? I know you're about to go operational when his lordship lands.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to find CNN. There's CNN's over here a little bit. I definitely want to go and talk to them and ask them, like we said earlier, why they're going to Photoshop the picture of the killer. What did they say? Go to the high school?
Obama.
Apparently he's going to land in a high school or something, so they're telling everybody to go to the high school, so everybody's taking off.
Okay, do it.
I'll try to go and get footage of that.
All right, let's do it. We're going to keep carrying your live feed as you drive down the road, so keep your feed going, Joe. And you drive with the phone, and we'll follow you. We'll be back in 70 seconds with Paul Watson, Joe Biggs, Alex Jones, and others. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.